Coming to you from San Mateo, California, this is Stories from the Sales Floor, the podcast that connects you with crushers of quotas, barons of the bottom line, and revenue-generating royalty. Here are your hosts, Ben Sardella, co-founder and CRO at Datanize, and Brandon Redlinger, head of growth at Persist IQ.
Welcome to today's show. As usual, I'm Brandon Redlinger.
And I am Benjamin Sardella.
Benjamin, huh?
We're getting serious today.
I know we are. All right.
This is important stuff here.
Today's show is all about those moments that we have in life that really change us forever.
Yeah, we're not talking about the day you became a parent or you just proposed to your girlfriend. Congratulations, Brandon.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
Those moments that change us forever. But we are talking about those turning points in your career that changed the way you sell.
Yeah, we asked our guests today, what was that moment that really just transformed the way you sell? So it could be a particularly difficult challenge or a chance encounter with someone special or advice that just kind of blew your mind. So, Ben, I guess the first question goes to you. What was that moment for you that really just kind of changed the way you sell?
Yeah, so back in 2007, 2008 range, I took over my first director role, which was for a company called Sabrix. And I had the opportunity to kind of wipe out the team there and rebuild the sales team for a new managed service business. So there was an enterprise component of this business, the traditional install tech. It was a tax service type of software that plugged into large enterprise applications like Oracle and SAP. But the company had spun off a startup within a startup, and I helped run that. And so I hired a whole new team, and then 2008 hit. And while they say there's only, you know, a couple sure things in life, death and taxes, you know, when that hit, the tax industry in the software space was somewhat shielded, but we did still have to let go of some people, unfortunately, and we were struggling to sell. Our pipeline started to dry up a little bit because budgets started to dry up, and while we were still selling, we weren't selling the larger deals with the more add-ons and everything that we had previously done. And so we really had to take a look at the business, at the pipeline, at the way we were selling, and change everything at that point to accommodate what was happening externally. And we had hired a new VP of sales for the company, and his name was Pat, and he had introduced me to a book written by Jeff Kozer called Selling to Zebras. So selling to zebras, in my opinion, is one of the basis for this whole account-based model that's now, you know, taken off in our industry as of late. And so what we did back in 2008 as a result was that we stopped trying to sell to every single company that we thought might be able to use our services, and we really went to a named account approach. We really started to focus on which customers of ours were getting the highest level of value from us, and then focusing specifically on those customers. And so we completely shifted into an account-based model 9 years ago. So for all those that think account-based is new, it was there far before I ever started doing this, but you know, certainly gaining a lot of traction nowadays. But this really helped me change the way I sold, and then since then have really incorporated a lot of those values in the way I build my sales teams and our sales processes moving forward.
That's great. That's a new one that I have to look up. Selling to zebras.
Selling to zebras. Yeah, and you know, the cool thing was we had about a quarter and a half where things were really hard. We weren't hitting our numbers. But once we started to see the impact, and every single conversation we had was just meaningful, which was awesome. Although our total pipeline was probably cut down to maybe 20% of what it was before, our close rate went up extremely high. And so we were really able to start hitting our numbers again. And then eventually, within a year and a half, we actually sold the company for $134 million, I believe, and to Thomson Reuters. So it was a great exit we ended up having. And I think, you know, putting that process in place was certainly instrumental in us riding out the tough wave and then coming out the other side with an exit that was successful.
Yeah, that's great. Account-based sales definitely is the new hot thing. And I'm currently reading a book, Whale Hunting.
There you go.
I wonder what's that, zebras, whales,
yeah.
Cheetahs next, or what do you think?
The reason they called it Selling the Zebras is it's an interesting concept. The reason why they called it Selling the Zebras is because if you look in a jungle, there's tons of animals, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there's no confusing what a zebra is. When you look at that zebra, you know exactly what it is. So when you're thinking about your perfect prospect, the one that's going to sit right there as the crown jewel inside your total addressable market, that's the type of customer or prospect you want to go after. And so it's no confusion of which one that is.
Yeah, that's a great story. Thanks for sharing, Ben. I always thought you were just born this good at selling.
No, I had to get lucky along the way.
There you go.
So, well, great. Well, keeping the ball rolling, we've got Michael Padone, an inside sales guru and master of the sales call over at salesbuzz.com.
And Michael had an epiphany when he was working as a straight commission sales rep, and he wasn't going to hit quota, so he was going to go home at the end of the month without the money that he needed to take care of his family.
Ooh, that's a tough one. I think some of us have all felt that way, especially when you have families. So he definitely knew, you know, at that point he had to make some changes and analyze what was going on. So here's Michael. Let's hear it.
Yeah, I got tired of being rejected by gatekeepers and always hearing, you know, no thanks, not interested, we're all set. That's a specific moment. When you're a straight commission sales rep, like I've been my entire adult working life, and I know there's not a lot of them out there today, but that's my background, a straight commission sales rep. And, you know, and you got a family to feed, and it's like Thursday, and you got one day left to try to make your quota. You're going to come home with no paycheck. That's a specific moment for me that really happens. Like, man, something's got to change. I had two choices, really. It was either, you know, blame the leads, blame the industry, blame the economy, blame our pricing, blame my manager, you know, all that stuff. Because there's plenty of my coworkers who are willing to do that. Or I could go, you know, there's a couple of guys in this room that are really crushing it. So they must be doing something right. I must need to make some changes. And so that was a specific moment that really, you know, I chose that path. And then, you know, the rest is history.
Great. So what did you do in particular to change? Did you go out and take some courses, read some books, find a mentor?
I think you should be doing all of that, right? And then I know there's a lot of sales reps that don't, but doing all that, I was sure I was doing all that, but what it really was is none of that stuff was still working, really, right? So what I did was I just stopped and I said, so why am I getting these objections? See, a lot of times all the training and books and seminars and things of that nature, they're so reactive. They're like, well, if the prospect says this, now you come back with this. And, you know, it's like you're arm wrestling all the time. And it's very frustrating. It's very exhausting, right? And burnout, it just accelerates your burnout rate. So what I did was I just hit the pause button. I'm going, why am I getting this objection? What if I got in front of this? You know, when the gatekeeper is responding this way, you know, what can I say differently ahead of time to have a better result? If I'm not getting callbacks, what can I say differently to get them to call back? If when I do get the decision maker on the phone, and instead of hearing, you know, that no thanks, answered, we're all set, or and we already have somebody that you know that does something similar to that, you know, what can I do differently ahead of time to go to that next step? And that's really what it is. And so what I did is I just reworked the entire sales process to have a step-by-step formula where I knew that if I followed this path and I didn't skip any steps, that the majority of the time, first of all, like 90% of my objections would go away, and the remaining 10%, then that's fine because that's where the gold is, right? You solve these and we have a deal. It wasn't like blow-offs or stalls. So that's really what I did is I reworked it that way. And ever since I started doing that, I've just been, you know, every week, every month, every year, wherever I was working, I was really in the top 10% of in the companies I was at. And then eventually I went off and started my own business. Not the sales buzz that I have now. It was one prior to that. As my own individual entrepreneur, started a company in marketing, internet marketing, grew it, sold it, and then eventually I started Sales Buzz so I could actually give back and show other sales reps how it's supposed to be done.
And that wraps up another show for us today. You have been listening to Stories from the Sales Floor, and a special thanks to our guests today, Mike Padone.
And a special thanks to our executive producer, Joey Vignolo. Joe Vignolo. We call him Joey V around here. Also, a happy birthday. This was his birthday this week, so we're lucky to have him at DataNize, and we're certainly grateful for all the wonderful work he's done to make this podcast happen.
And be sure to tune in next week when we ask our guests about who their sales superhero is.
Da-da-da-da. Follow us on Twitter at SFTSFPodcast, and for more content and info on how to connect with our guests, head over to salesfloorstories.com.
And if you like what you've heard today, head on over to iTunes and hit subscribe. And if you really like what you've heard, go ahead and leave a review. It'll help Ben's ego.
Also, check out our services. Visit datanize.com to find the perfect prospects at the right time.
And to be more effective at following up with those prospects, check out persistiq.com. I'm Brandon Redlinger.
And I'm Ben Sardella. We'll see you next time on Stories from the Sales Floor.